Kilayim Perikhei Mishneches. Hamikayim Koitzim Bekerem. If a person is Mikayim thorns in a vineyard, they're not normally eaten. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Kiddush. Rabbi Eliezer says, still, it's Asher Bahanah. Why is that? So in Arabia, they were Mikayim thorns to give to their camels. So Rabbi Eliezer held that as long as there's a small amount of people in the world that were Mikayim something in their field, that's considered kilayim, and that's called asher tizra, which is something the Rav says that Bnei Adam are noheg to plant, and they want it to exist. So since there are some Arabs in the world that want plants to exist, that want thorns to exist as food for their camels, therefore this becomes kilayim. Now what's interesting is that, so here Rabbi Eliezer goes after Mixus Bnei Adam by Loi Tizra. But if you recall in Brachus, in the first parak, the second Mishnah, where we talk about Krishma of Shachris, where it says, Uv Kumecha, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, was V'goymra ima Neitzachama. The last time say Krishma was by Neitzachama, even though there were princes that were getting up afterwards, there Rabbi Eliezer went after most people, that most people get up by Neitzachama. But we see over there, that Rabbi Eliezer did not go after the minority. He just went after only when the majority of people are getting up. That's when he said Krishma, Mashenkin over here. He's actually going after the minority. When the Torah says Leitizra, even when there's only a small amount of people that are planting. I'm not sure if somebody asked this. Tosi Santav actually learns that some gear says this is not Rabbi Eliezer, it's actually Rabbi Elazar. So that may answer that, but just something to think about. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, V'chacham oimim lo kidesh. Chacham say that it doesn't become aser, ela dover shekamo mekaimin. So even though there are some Arabs that feed their camels thorns, since you're not there, if you were in Arabia, then it would be aser. And the Mishnah Shona brings here, it's another rye that we said earlier, when the Rambam says that only foods that are edible by humans is kilayim. We had zunin in the first parak, and the Rav said over there that they would bring it for doves to eat. So the Kesef Mishnah says that that's what the Rambam says, that it has to be edible for humans, it's lav dafka, and it's also animals, like we saw on that Mishnah. And here's another proof Mishnah Shona is bringing, because here, if it's just edible for camels, we say that if you were in a place like Arabia, you would be chayav for kilayim. So it's another rye that animal food also is aser because of kilayim. And also, since this is outside of Eretz Yisrael, the din of kilayim is only Rabbanan, just to point that out. If it wasn't Arabia, it would be only Asmid Rabbanan. What that means and what the ramifications, that's for a different discussion. But the Chum hold, if you're in a place where people do not do this, and they're not Mikayim Kotzim, so therefore it's not going to become Asr because of Kilayim. Ha'irus, which the Rav says is some kind of cooking spice, they have it translated as iris. Va'kisoim, kisoim is ivy, the Rav says they would put it on awnings and on windows. V'sheishanas ha'melech, the Rav learns this is a rose. V'chol minei zroim, and all different types of zroim, einon kilayim bekerem. These do not become kilei akerem. Zroim are things that are just seeds, don't become kilei akerem if mixed with a vineyard. So the Rav says, even so, midrabanan der aser, because min ha'Torah, the iser of kilayim is only grains and yerokos and other types of vegetables, together with the vineyard. Now we're referring to here kilei hakerem by kilayim, not to get confused with grains with vegetables and so on and so forth. Kerem, remember, vineyard is a type of tree. It's the only tree that's usher by kilayim without grafting. And the only isser of kilei kerem, but kilayim is usher min haTorah only if it's planted with grain and vegetables. And the vegetables, the Gemara says in Menachos, they have to be similar to vine, that the vegetable has like a cluster on it, just like a grape cluster on a grapevine. But vegetables that do not have any clusters on them, it's only asa midrabanan. This is what the Tiferes Yisrael explains. But seeds, different zroim, that only the fruit is eaten, the fruit of the seed, but not the leaves around the seed, that's mutter even lechatchila to plant by a vineyard. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. The Mishnah Rishona brings down this at the Shita of Taisus in Iran, that the Isser of Kilayim is only by tfua. And there's no iser at all on vegetables, min ha'Torah. And then totally the other end of the spectrum, you have the Ravid that says that everything's aser, even seeds, if it's the derech to be mekayim, that a person should eat it, there it becomes kilei akerem no matter what. And if it's not the derech of a person to eat, then it's not aser, min ha'Torah. The Mishnah continues, hakanbois, this is hemp, should have a picture below. Rabbi Tarfon oimer einu kilayim, v'cham oimer kilayim. Rabbi Tarfon says it's not kilayim. The Chacham say it is kilayim. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that it looks similar to grapes. And the Rav says the halacha is like the Chacham. Va'kinras, kilayim bekerem. Kinras, so according to the Rambam, this is a globe artichoke. So when Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem told him, v'koitz v'dardut tatzmiach lach, that the land would be cursed now, that it would give forth thorns and dardur, which translated literally as thistles, but it's coming from the globe artichoke. Both the Rav and the Rambam say it's the kinras of our Mishnah. And it's interesting that both coats and dardur are in this Mishnah. So there's a picture below, if anybody hasn't seen an artichoke. And this is aser because of kilayim, if it's mixed with vines.